For Women's History Month, we're highlighting one of the most significant community leaders in the early history of the Milwaukee neighborhood of Bayview. Beulah Brinton and her family moved to Bayview in the 1870s. She was an author, midwife, and teacher who opened her home to recent immigrants as a library and community gathering place. WUWM Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly visited Brinton's house in Bayview to discover how she brought the neighborhood together.
For a long time, Bayview was primarily a farming community. Then, in the 1860s, an iron mill was established on the lakeshore, bringing in a wave of immigrant workers. It also brought Warren Brinton and his wife Beulah Brinton to the neighborhood. They moved from Michigan and built what is now known as the Beulah Brinton House on Superior Street. While her husband worked at the mill, Beulah spent most of her time in the home. But her house was more than just a place to live. I walked with tour guide and history buff Bill O'Brien through Beulah's home, along with Nancy Taney, a member of the Bayview Historical Society.
So when Warren was working on the iron mill, what was Beulah doing in the house?
Well, in the house, Beulah was wife, mother, author, poet, publisher. She taught cooking classes, sewing classes, she read to kids, and she started a lending library in the parlor that would eventually seed what became the city's first branch library.
Beulah lent books to others in the community and held story hours for children.
So it's why we called, even though it was Warren and Beulah's house, when the society got it, we call it the Beulah Brinton House because she's the one who opened it up to the community. At its heyday, the mill employed 1,500 people. It was a huge employer for this area. And a fair number of people were coming over from Europe to work here. Mm-hmm. People who were really new to the country, as well as this area, this community. And so she wanted to do things to try to bring people together and make them feel a part of the place. There was a tennis court out here. And she had a box of rackets on the back porch. Anybody could come and play. They were just welcome. She was just a very welcoming person of trying to get people to, you know, feel that they're a part of this community. And so she did really wonderful things.
Next, we moved to the kitchen, which Beulah also used to help newly arrived immigrants acclimate.
I think I had read somewhere that Beulah offered cooking classes here. What were those like? What would she teach people how to make?
The explanation we have from one of her granddaughters writing a little bit about it was that she was concerned that people who were coming from elsewhere, particularly Eastern Europe, but that it was about using American appliances and adapting to American measures.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it wasn't so much as, like, I guess
a cuisine, but of maybe more techniques, and it's like, Here's how our things come. Here's what you can get canned, and here's what, you know, you get raw and have to prepare yourself. So, it's sort of another idea about, like, acclimation.
That's super, super interesting.
I'll point out in the pantry, you can see there is one tennis racket hanging. And so that is our little signal of a reminiscence of where Beulah kept the rackets for all comers out on the porch.
The last stop on our tour is Brinton's dining room. The dining room holds two of the only items in the house that were actually owned by Beulah. One is a large tea set sitting in a glass case. The other is a quilt made in 1912. It's filled with signatures from people who went to Beulah's church, including Beulah. They're signed in pink thread.
That's a very big quilt. How many signatures total, do you know, on this quilt?
I don't know offhand, but it's a couple of hundred.
From looking at the quilts, I think it helps me understand a bit more, like, her being part of this, like, larger community. Mm-hmm. I feel like I understand.
A nice symbol of it.
Yeah.
O'Brien says that Beulah's community efforts were driven by her religious faith and a personal duty to help others.
To her, it was this was part of being a good person in the world, that you met everyone where they were and helped them where you could.
The house itself now serves as the headquarters for the Bayview Historical Society. A large part of her legacy lives on through the Beulah Brinton Community Center, where people can play sports, take language classes, and other recreational activities. It's a reminder of one of the influential women who helped shape Milwaukee into the city it is today. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.